celebration on Friday, November 1st, and Saturday, November 2nd, from 4 to 9 p.m. at St. Andrew Catholic Church, 806 Northeast Alberta Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
They can keep spending their $10 million a month, and they can put on every station their propaganda. Their commercials are lies. They're not talking about 485 waterways that they're looking to ruin in the state of Oregon. They say that they're our friends, but you think that we don't understand that the devil is good looking?
For 15 years, people across Southern Oregon have been fighting a proposed liquid natural gas terminal in Coos Bay and its companion 36-inch pipeline that would transport fracked gas across four counties in Southern Oregon. Tune into Locus Focus on KBOO Community Radio 90.7 FM in Portland, 91.9 FM Hood River, and 104.3 FM Corvallis at 10 a.m. on Monday, October 28th to hear the long and twisted tale of Jordan Cove, part two of Holding the Thin Green Line, a new documentary by Barbara Bernstein.
Not bow down to racism.
We will not bow down to
injustice.
We will not bow down to
exploitation. I'm gonna
you in jeopardy. Yo, yo, set me free. Don't end them and let me be.
I'm out here for freedom. I got the heat in case you need them. A straight soldier. Ain't nobody told ya.
We've been together since I created border. The African border celebration is in order.
My only chance of being free is to fly within me, and it's illegal to kill a freaking eagle. A bird is never more important than my people. I guess we didn't need them, so I took away his freedom.
All this time you've been telling us these lies. And you're listening to The Struggle here on KBOO 90.7 with Olivia and Alyssa. And it's Friday. It's 7 o'clock. And we're here. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay, Olivia. What's going on?
Not much. It's Halloween weekend.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's spooky time. It's Halloween town. And our friend Julie is here. It's a Halloween miracle. She's not going to be on the show, but she is in studio.
Hi, Julie.
I hope you can feel her presence.
She's waving.
She's waving to all of you. But you can't see her.
Julie is, just so that people can know, Julie is a veteran of the Disarm PSU movement with the student union, graduated, and is now doing excellent work where she's at now. And we're not going to put you on blast, but it's good to see you in the studio.
She works in an organization that is a friend to the show. Which is critical.
We have to stop being so cryptic.
The show is about us and our friends. You're interested.
We have a whistleblower in the studio.
Amy Goodman's voice
is here. No. Oh my god.
Iconic. I'm trying to do Amy's voice. Iconic. KBOO 90.7 whistleblower. Olivia Pace.
I love how many times during a day that Amy Goodman is referenced on KBOO outside of them playing Democracy Now! Twice a day. People regularly reference Amy. She's just so iconic.
I reference Amy Goodman every day. She's just so sweet and cute and good. She's very smart. She's a white woman. She's nice, which is not often found, and she makes these little cute faces.
Mm-hmm.
She said, "Happy birthday, Juan Gonzalez! Happy birthday!" Oh, I love her.
I'm noticing that there are people left and right who are trying to make their actions and their protest stuff spooky. They're calling their stuff spooky.
It's Halloween.
Yeah, to go with Halloween. So what kind of Halloween plans do you have? Without giving away
Where I'm going. Yeah. I'm going out dancing to a prolific queer dance event in Portland, Oregon.
What makes it prolific?
It's just
the dancing. Is there so much
It's just like, I feel like at least in the circles that I run in, out of all the queer dance parties in Portland, this is one of the most liked and well known. I don't know. Maybe the second most. So that's how I feel.
Well,
I'm
going to
be a Bratz doll.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a Bratz doll.
Yeah, me.
Well,
and
for people who don't know what a Bratz doll is.
Ooh, Bratz. That was the theme song to the show. To the series show when I was a child. Bratz are they're like brown, better, and more can we say hoey? And more like risque. Thank you. Very sex positive. They're basically brown sex positive Barbie dolls. But their bodies are a little more in quotes normal, but also way less normal because they don't have noses and their heads are giant. So there's that. But there's one white one. Her name is Chloe. There's a black one named Sasha. I'm going to be that one. There is the Asian one, Jade. And there's the Latinx one, Yasmin. They all have little nicknames and they all have their own styles. Chloe is the white one, is like the sweet one, Angel. Yasmin, the Latinx one, is like the kind of glam one. Jade is the cool one because she's black. And Sasha's the cool one because she's black, and Jade's like the eccentric one. And so four of my friends are going to be those Bratz dolls. They're very iconic, and I liked them more than Barbies when I was younger. And their feet come off, and they just have nubs. They only have shoes, and if they don't have their shoes on, they have nubs at the bottom of their legs. So pretty cool.
Great. Well, can we go into talking about events that we have coming up in town that people who want to get involved can do so?
Yeah, here we are again, giving you your lowdown on the struggle in the city that we live in, Portland, and in neighboring areas. We have a lot of listeners who are not from here. I'm on one. I'm sorry.
better out than in.
Better out than in. But it could have gone out the other way.
Maybe
that was
there
very
was
rude.
Someone burping in their car. And
oh, maybe somebody liked that. They're like, oh, this is what I've been waiting for from this show. Anyway.
Cable might get some more membership from people. Who
yes. The member drive is over, but you can fetishes. Always join us. Come in here and burp with me. Okay. Anyway.
You're going to be surprised who follows up with you.
I'm not going to be surprised. I'm not going to be surprised.
Oh, my God.
PDX grocery workers. Lessons. Of the 2019 contract fight.
Wait, I want to set this up before you
go ahead.
Before you talk about this event.
Okay.
So every week on The Struggle, I want to help make sure that people who want to get plugged in to protest actions, pickets, educational events that are all geared toward trying to get power back to the people. Away from big business, away from the police and the state, people who are tired of all of the poverty and devastation that they see around them and are desperate for a way to fight back. There are people who are organizing in this city and around the city that are putting on a lot of important campaigns and events and want to get the word out. So that's why we want to incorporate that every week into the show. Mm-hmm. So Olivia is about to share one of the events that are going on, and we'll talk to you a little bit about it and why it's important.
Yeah, we'll add our own little take. PDX, Grocery Workers, Lessons of the 2019 Contract Fight. This is an event that's going to be on Wednesday, October 30th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Multnomah County Library, the central one in downtown Portland. Again, 5:30 to 7:30 at 801 Southwest 10th Avenue. And they are calling the people who are hosting this event, which is Retail Workers for a Democratic Union and Socialist Alternative Portland. Calling all Portland grocery workers and community supporters following over a year of bargaining, an overwhelming vote of workers in favor of striking and a brief public boycott, a tentative agreement has been reached between the grocery corporations and the union, UFCW. The agreement contains
United Food and Commercial Workers.
Thank you. The agreement contains some improvements in worker pay and benefits, but it is far less than workers have been demanding. Many feel it could have been won with the right strategy. Is this the best contract grocery workers could have won, or was more possible? And we want to think about how. What would the strongest fight back have looked like? What lessons can we draw from this movement? How can we build a stronger movement going forward? The next contract expires in less than 2 years, so we need to get ready now. What can we do to win the best possible gains for grocery workers the next time around? The Retail Workers for Democratic Union and SA, Socialist Alternative, we'll be hosting this discussion, and if that's something that's interesting,
date,
that's
time,
interesting
location,
to you,
one more time,
5:30 to 7:30 on October 30th, Wednesday, at the central Multnomah County Library.
Do you know anybody that was involved in that strike that worked at the Fred Meyers that had some of the action happening there?
I don't actually know anybody who works at Fred Meyer.
So UFCW, the United Food and Commercial Workers, is a international union, and their local 555 is the one that called for this action, and it was because of Fred Meyer being found to be paying men more than women. So it was an issue of pay inequity that they needed to resolve. Mm-hmm. And that was what galvanized a lot of people to support the actions against Fred Meyer and their parent company, Kroger, because as many people know, but not enough, Fred Meyer is not independently owned anymore. It's owned by the larger conglomerate, Kroger, which is based out of the South and doesn't have as much tolerance for unions as
really interesting.
Well, so UFCW had to launch this fight, and they'll have to continue to probably fight back against them, because I don't think that the onslaughts are going to become easier. So I'm glad that this is happening, and they'll be raising the question for 2 years from now when the contract that they signed is up. How are they going to get ready to be able to get more? So for anyone who works at Fred Meyer or Safeway for that matter, who's also represented by UFCW, I look forward to being able to work with y'all so that people of good conscience who think that grocery workers deserve dignity can be on your side, and the struggle will be there to be able to support you, hopefully.
Or if you're at a workplace where you feel like you're not being adequately supported, or a workplace where you are being adequately supported, you should probably be getting paid more if you are
a workplace where you're being adequately supported.
Well, some people really do feel like, oh, we don't need to unionize.
It's like being in a marriage with equal partnership and love.
Whoa, that's dark. Some people might allege that it does. Oh, I'm not sure I believe them either. But I mean, some people really do feel that way. They think, oh, my boss is nice and I'm not being abused and I like my job and I don't feel like
I've heard that before. I've heard that before.
So go check it out.
Yeah. Well, another event is Portland Jobs with Justice, their annual dinner called Our Community, Our Cause. I'm the co-chair of Portland Jobs with Justice.
Yes, she is.
Well, I just want to let people know that I'm not just talking about it as like an uninterested party.
Yeah.
We are excited to invite you to our 2019 annual dinner, Our Community, Our Cause. For over a quarter of a century, that's 25 years, Portland Jobs with Justice has been a hub of support for working people in our city. And this year, we have a lot of amazing community work, as well as really exciting upcoming work to celebrate. Our success together is only possible because of your support, and through that generous support, we continue to grow and deepen our relationship to the struggles of working people in our community. This is going to be held Saturday, November 2nd, 2019, from 6 to 9 p.m. at OHSU Robertson Life Sciences Building. That's at 2730 Southwest Moody Avenue in Portland. And this year, the keynote of the event is going to be from Minneapolis-based social justice artist Ricardo Levins Morales. So people who know his work, a lot of people actually do know his work and just don't even realize that they've seen it, but he does a lot of iconic art that movements around the world take up and put out on their materials. And there's also going to be a pre-dinner artist reception where you can meet with him if you're a fan of his work. You can get a copy of the annual dinner poster that's signed by him in order to support Portland Jobs with Justice. And you can go on their website, jwjpdx.org, to find out more information. And again, the dinner time and location is going to be November 2nd, Saturday, November 2nd, from 6 to 9 p.m. at OHSU Robertson Life Sciences Building. That's 2730 Southwest Moody Avenue in Portland. So I hope to see you all there.
Me too. And I also hope to see you at The Crisis in Palestine, Youssef Al-Jamal, live in Portland, Tuesday, October 29th at 7 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. at Tabor Space, which is located at 5441 Southeast Belmont Street, Portland, Oregon, 97215. Come hear Youssef Al-Jamal, Palestinian journalist, writer, and translator, contributor to Gaza Rights, back and English translator of Dreaming of Freedom, Palestinian Child Prisoners Speak. Al-Jamal reports frequently from Gaza. And so if you are looking to learn more about the struggle of Palestinian people and how you can support that struggle, or if you have heard misinformation or wanting more information about what's happening in Israel and Palestine and in Gaza specifically, where a lot of the state-sanctioned oppression and apartheid and violence that Palestinians are experiencing happens, you should go. October 29th at 7 at Taberspace.
Also, shout out to Students United for Palestinian Equal Rights.
Super.
Super at Portland State University. Some of their members are the ones that alerted me to this event going on. The fight for boycott, divestment, and sanctions is what they put forward and try to fight for. Of course, that was a successful strategy to end the apartheid in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that being able to apply that same tactic will end mm-hmm. the apartheid in Palestine by the Israeli government.
Mm-hmm.
Trade war or Cold War is an event that's being put on by the International League of People Struggle, Portland, Portland Jobs with Justice, Oregon Fair Trade Campaign, and Bayon USA, Pacific Northwest. And the question of trade war or Cold War is in reference to China. This is what the coalition says. This is going to be a panel conversation on the U.S.-China, quote, trade war, going beyond the headlines and hearing from frontline voices, workers, colonized people, and others whose voices have been drowned out by the pro-corporate and pro-militarist media as two world superpowers escalate tensions.
Mm-hmm.
So while I don't know what exactly the panel will be discussing, I'm interested at the question of trade war or Cold War, because they're of course referencing the original Cold War between the former Soviet Union and the U.S., where the possible trade war that President Trump has scared people with is one that people have to really think critically about, mm-hmm. because trade wars have a nasty tendency of becoming real wars. And we are reminded of some of the rhetoric from the Cold War in this case. And I think it's important for ordinary people who are not hedge fund owners or
ordinary, you know, people.
Yeah. Or like not executives yeah. that have that much skin in the game, but, mm-hmm. but people who are just like you and me,
trying to get by.
Yeah, there's no reason to align mm-hmm. With the U.S. Or China yeah. on this issue, because mm-hmm. Workers in both places are being squeezed, and we mm-hmm. have every interest in banding together
to take
against
product.
Our yeah. governments. So I encourage people to come to that. Again, this is called Trade War or Cold War. And this is Monday, October 28th at 6:30 to 8:30. And that's going to be at SEIU Local 49 in Portland. And I hope that people can turn out. And we've got
some other great events coming up.
The DA, the community-led DA. So,
community-led DA candidate forum at the First Unitarian Church of Portland on 1021 Southwest 12th Avenue. This is Sunday, October 27th at 4:30, going until 7 p.m. This is being held by Oregon DA for the People and Pacific Northwest Family Circle. Multnomah County voters will choose a new district attorney in May 2020, and there's a lot at stake. We are inviting the candidates to this forum to hear from us, the community, about our needs and demands. This event will lift up the voices of people and communities most directly impacted by the criminal legal system and policing, including those who have lost family members to police violence. This is child care provided, accessible by wheelchair, carpool rides provided. Please register through the Eventbrite link above. So if you go to Facebook and go to this event, community-led DA candidate forum, you can actually get a ride if you need one.
This is the Pacific Northwest Family Circle, and led by friend of the show, mm-hmm. Donna Hayes,
mm-hmm.
and her mom Sylvia.
Mm-hmm.
So people who've been around any of the activism that involves people whose family members have been killed
mm-hmm.
by the police, they've been a lightning rod for action, because of course there's not a few, mm-hmm. there's a lot. So they've been really pivotal in helping people to not feel so
alone and helpless.
Helpless after this happens, because I mean, who do you call when the police kill your loved one?
Mm-hmm.
So we thank them for their work. And again, that's Sunday, October 27th, 4:30 to 7 p.m. That's the community-led DA candidate forum. So we'll see what these possible DAs
They better have something real good to say.
Well, if they take the example of Larry Krasner in Philadelphia, then they might actually be saying something worthwhile, like wanting to actually shrink the number of convictions. You know, if that's something that they put forward, then I think that's a worthwhile debate. Hopefully, it won't be a debate around like who's tougher on crime.
Yeah, I mean, at the bare minimum. I mean, hopefully it'll be the only positive things that DAs can do in my mind is to shrink the power of the police. So I hope it also isn't a debate about reform, but about how we're going to stop police from murdering people.
And well, we'll be there. We can record it and then play clips of it on the show and just like get the entire thing played for our listening community.
Yeah.
Sunday, October 27th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Yes, that's 6 hours. It's the SJAC Fall Cleanup Party, and that's the Social Justice Action Center. So if you've never been to the Social Justice Action Center, it's 400 Southeast 12th Avenue. It used to be called the Red and Black Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember we used to do like events back then when it was the Red and Black Cafe?
Yeah, I do remember that. I didn't go a lot. I was a baby back then, too. I don't really remember it that well, but I do remember.
So it's a community space where a lot of small groups have their meetings, mm-hmm. have events, things like that. They don't have dedicated staff. They're not like a well-funded, inflated nonprofit. So it's important that people keep the space up, because there are less and less places like this as developers get their hands on mm-hmm. every possible nook and cranny of this city to turn over for profit. But anyway, if your group wants to host an event, the Social Justice Action Center is one place that you might want to consider having meetings and supporting the space. But they're going to be asking people who have been in the community and who care about the space to come and help clean it up, because no, they don't have paid staff.
Yeah.
So this is from them. Do you have an extra truck or a van to haul some stuff off from our basement? Do you have some cleaning supplies to help us clean the basement and our community space? Please stop by and help. It's like a party, but except you're gonna be cleaning.
Oh, fun.
So
funny.
Yeah, so you know, play some music and have some snacks, have some laughs with some friends, but also clean out an important community space where people are needing to keep the space open, because if it falls into shambles, we might lose it. So keep it up.
And if we want to have non-corporate entities, and if we want to have places to go in our city that aren't the result of gentrification, we need to actually commit to taking care of each other and taking care of these spaces.
Non-corporate entities.
Non-corporate entities.
Are you a Luddite?
I don't know what that means, frankly.
It's just people who are resistant to technological advance.
Yeah, I don't want any technological advance. I want us to cook and clean in the candlelight.
Do cook and clean in the candlelight.
You do? Oh my god. The amount of times that I've gone over to Alyssa's house and I'm just like, I'm coming over. She's like, great. And I walk in, she's listening to Whitney Houston. It is dark and there are 3 candles lit. And then she cooks for me in the candlelight. We listen to Whitney Houston. It's very romantic.
I'm very light sensitive.
You're very sensitive. Oh my god. It's very good.
And I'm very supportive of Shama Sawant.
Shama Sawant, everybody. But
also a big Whitney Houston fan. Shama Sawant is.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow, you really do know her. I never got to get to know her that well, but that's okay. You know, time passes. Put a socialist in power, a fundraiser for Shama Sawant at 915 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard, Portland, Oregon, 97214, United States.
In case you want to send a letter
to all of our listeners abroad. Tuning in to this local radio station, please send Shama a letter. She needs your support.
Support the U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah. Oh my
gosh.
Use
those stamps. Shout out to the letter carriers.
Shout out to the letter carriers. Keep them open.
Keep them open. They keep trying to close our postal.
Absolutely not. How am I supposed to get all these credit cards? All these pre-approved credit cards.
Please tell people about the Shama event.
Saturday, October 26th, 2 to 5 p.m. at Lucky Lab Brew Pub, which is at the address I just named. A fun social fundraiser for the social city council member who's fighting for the interest of working class people everywhere. There will be speeches from local organizers and a chance to mingle and talk about how Marxists and activists use electoral politics to build our movements. This is to help reelect the Seattle City Council member who won a $15 an hour wage for Seattle and is fighting for rent control and a Green New Deal. What happens in Seattle has implications for working and oppressed people everywhere, including here in Portland. The fight for 15 and against Amazon started in Seattle and has now spread all over the country. Shama leads by example to show how socialists and working class activists can use elected office to build movements and win big gains and collaborate against the billionaire class. But Amazon and these other big corporations are scared. They're shaking in their boots of the power of our movements and what's been gained in Seattle. Corporations, executives, and wealthy Republican donors have been pouring an unprecedented amount of cash into this election. Shama can't be bought, and she only accepts the average worker's wage. And her campaign runs on small donations only, just like Bernie Sanders. This is ASMR now.
Oh, no, please, not ASMR. Oh, no.
Shama's opponent is the number one recipient of corporate PAC spending in Seattle City Council history. So ever, 20 top Amazon executives have maxed out to her opponent's campaign, and Amazon itself has donated almost $500,000 to the Chamber of Commerce PAC, but they can't pay their workers a livable wage. Three different corporate PACs have amassed a war chest of around $2 million to try and swing the council to the right. And so, yeah, you should go to this. As two people who used to be members of this organization, we do know that Shama is really doing it.
What's the address and location again?
It is
the address.
That makes sense, like the address and what it is.
Yeah, and the date I meant, excuse me.
What's the place and location? It is, we're having fun, the Lucky Lab Brew Pub on Hawthorne. And the address is 915 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard. And the date is October 26th. That's a Saturday. That's tomorrow. And it's 2 to 5.
I hope people are thinking about going to this understand that, yeah, Seattle is like hours to the north, but what happens there has big implications for what happens here, because people who are power brokers in Portland want Portland to be more and more like Seattle. So it's Shama who's been leading the fight against a lot of their like attempts at takeovers of the city to just like make it more and more of a playground for the rich. And if they manage to beat her and she's off the council, that council is going to descend, and the people are going to suffer because they're going to lose a fighter for them. I mean, the rest of the council are ardent capitalist supporters, and they're not going to fight the way that she fights. So people who follow this, are interested in this, please support her when she comes to town and help to keep her in office. The next event is Narcan Training and Harm Reduction Workshop at the Dismantle Change Build Center. That's at 14 North Killingsworth. This is going to be put on by Care Not Cops Portland and PPOP, Portland People's Outreach Project. This is what they have to say about their work and a little bit of background about what Narcan is and why it's important. Join us Saturday, October 26th, for our third workshop in Care Not Cops PDX's Building Beyond Policing series, Narcan Training and Harm Reduction Workshop. The training will be accompanied by a conversation around harm reduction and the criminalization of drug use. Lunch will be provided. The Portland People's Outreach Project, or PPOP, is an all-volunteer organization in Portland that provides clean syringes, naloxone or Narcan, and other harm reduction supplies directly to users. The reason that this is important is because whether or not you approve of people using opiates, you can save someone's life if they're experiencing an overdose if you know how to administer Narcan. So going to this training, learning more about harm reduction, does not mean that you approve of people using opiates. That's not the same thing. I wanted to bring that up because one of our listeners challenged me on that very question. That that you're
interesting.
Well, I do understand it, to you, the listener, if you're listening now, or other people who agree with that position. I don't suggest that people take opioids to deal with pain, trauma, depression. And I understand that it can give you some relief from that, and I want people who do use it to be able to do it as safely as possible.
Yeah.
And that does mean knowing what Narcan is and how to administer it, because you can save their life. So whether or not you support their use, if you think that they're worthy of living, here's one way that you can figure out how to keep that going.
Yeah, and whether or not you agree with it, to say that criminalizing drugs, criminalizing substances actually really does nothing to prevent use. It only makes it more dangerous to be a person who uses drugs. And so having harm reduction methods serves to actually cause a lot less people to die than further criminalizing these
We've had PPOP on the show, and people can go back into the archives on KBOO.FM and be able to hear from them directly about the outreach that they do in the community to try to help save people's lives.
Wonderful. And the next one is Inner East Side Community Conversations with Commissioner Hardesty. This is at SEIU Local 49, which is located at...
there you go, doing the Rich Lux voice again.
Which is...
Whenever you do that, we have to tell people who Rich Lux is, because if they hear you using that voice,
they're gonna be so upset.
Well, I don't know if they'll be upset, but they're going to be like, why is her cadence changing so much as she's like doing this voice?
Which is located at...
you have to say who
Rich Lux... why can't I like just zoned out on his voice. Rich Lux is a drama YouTuber. I don't know how many of
people
our
people don't even know what that is.
I know. I'm going to explain it. I don't know. She like is wagging her finger. People don't even know. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the makeup community on YouTube, but there's a long storied history of makeup YouTubers, just people who are doing little tutorials on YouTube. But because YouTube's been around for a while, and because these people are so ridiculous a lot of the time, there's a lot of interpersonal drama in the makeup. And you would think that they don't even know each other because they're just making dang videos from the dang house. But they know each other. They're famous, and there's drama. And like we have Us Weekly and Access Hollywood and all of these things that report on real celebrity drama, there are drama channels on YouTube that report on the drama of the makeup YouTubers. It's very meta. And so Rich Lux is a drama YouTuber who is always reported on the makeup YouTubers, girl.
And
his drama is going to crack your contour.
His cadence and his look is very specific and
extremely
and will leave an imprint on you like it does on Olivia, so that she actually slips in.
I didn't even think about it when I was doing it just now.
I like it, but I also know what you're doing, so I just want people to know.
Goodbye. None of that. That's one of his taglines.
Oh my god. Okay. So thank you, Rich Lux, for inspiring Olivia to.
He's liked me and Alyssa's tweets before, so.
Oh yeah, we engaged with him on Twitter.
We love Rich Lux. Yeah, we really do.
Okay. We're talking about Rich Lux so much.
No, this
show
is good. It's accessible.
It's fine. It's totally fine. Anyone who loves Rich Lux, call it. Let's chat about it.
Yeah, okay. Rich Lux, call it. Rich Lux is listening to this right.
Joanne Hardesty, big fan.
Big Rich Lux fan. She's going to sue us.
Please tell us.
Oh, shoot.
Okay.
That took you out.
Okay. She's doing a community forum to hear from people.
It's on October 26th, which is tomorrow. So get to step in, get ready. Commissioner Joanne Hardesty will host the third in a 4-part series of community conversations throughout Portland at the SEIU Local 49 Ballroom. RSVPs for this event are required. You have to RSVP to be able to go. So if you want to go, please go to Facebook and type in Inner East Side Community Conversations with Commissioner Hardesty. If you don't have Facebook, Google that and find the link to RSVP. If you're on Facebook, it's in the description. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. and the event begins at 10 a.m. So it's a Saturday morning. Upon arriving, attending. What? Upon arriving. It's on Saturday. It is at 9:30, so it is a Saturday morning. Get it? Okay. Upon arriving, attendees will indicate the issue that is most important to them. Could be Rich Lux, could be brats, could be police violence, could be anything. The top three issues will be discussed among attendees in facilitated breakout conversations, facilitated ones. This is a solutions-oriented event series that aims to bring Portland residents together around concerns specific to their neighborhood and community. We ask you to bring your best ideas about what you want to see from the Portland City Council, because we make our decisions together. That's a Cheetah Girls quote. The ideas shared during these events will be used to inform the commissioner's priorities and policies moving forward. Input from the series of events will be compiled and released in a report once the series concludes. This is a quote. Portlanders know best what is happening in their communities and how to improve their neighborhood. Their experiences can and should inform how we develop solutions to our city's most pressing issues. Joanne said that. People deserve to engage with the city council beyond the 2 to 3 minutes of public testimony allowed at City Hall.
Oof, they will cut you off.
Yeah, they absolutely will. Mm-hmm. They could just change how they engage with the city overall.
No, they couldn't.
They can't?
No.
No?
No.
No?
Not a chance.
Because of their bylaws?
You have to have $1 million if you want to be seriously considered.
Are you serious?
In my opinion.
In my opinion, my conspiracy, allegedly.
There we go.
That's the other Rich Lux quote. Anyway, go to this and say something to them. Rip them a new one, please.
I love that on the show we talk about activism, socialist politics, and people showing up to one another stuff, but also the Cheetah Girls,
brats, and Rich Lux.
Rich Lux making
drama.
Drama. Oh, okay, it's good, I think. If not,
I mean, so I'm sure half of our audience is like, this is ridiculous. I didn't come here for this. And half of them are like, oh, I've never listened to a podcast or a show of this nature that talks about these things.
Yeah, it'll give people something new to research. So
we're connecting generations, okay?
Or something.
Get over it.
So the Burgerville Workers Union is finishing up their week of action. So the last installment of this, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 part series is at noon tomorrow at the Hawthorne location, 1122 Southeast Hawthorne. It's going to be a brunch picket with pancakes. So if you want to get some pancakes tomorrow morning and picket a employer that refuses to meet and bargain fairly with their union, well, then I think that the Burger Rail Workers Union action is a good one for you. This is what the Burgerville workers have to say about what's going on. This is part of their the entire series, not just the one for tomorrow. But they want people to know that they've been trying for the last few years to try to get Burgerville to come to the table and bargain in good faith. They haven't done it. There's already been a lot of call-in actions from people, and we thank them. People who've called Burgerville corporate and letting them know about their continuing the boycott, not buying anything.
Still going.
We talked about this. We talked about this a few times.
Yeah, it's important.
Like how much people miss the stuff that they might otherwise get at Burgerville because they're respecting the boycott. So tomorrow the picket is going to be at noon. They want people to show up for them. Just because you work at fast food does not mean that you should be resigned to a life of poverty. All work deserves dignity and a fair wage. And as always, we thank the Burgerville Workers Union for showing exactly what that looks like. So thank you, Burgerville Workers Union.
Transgender Action and Care Conference 2019. The theme is Trans Joy. Saturday, November 23rd at 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. It's a conference. And this is being hosted by Portland State Temper Month and the PSU Queer Resource Center. And Temper stands for Trans Empowerment, Resistance, and Resilience Day. So again, that's Portland State Temper Month and the PSU Queer Resource Center. And it will be in the... the Portland State Smith Memorial Student Union.
Well, now you're going to have to say why you say traumatized.
Listen, I went to PSU for 5 years. I worked on the Disarm PSU campaign. I know the administrators at the school, and I've been in that building too much, and can't stand it. But this is a great event, and you should go, and I will probably go. TAC, again, that's the Transgender Action and Care Conference, is an annual feature of Trans Empowerment, Resistance, and Resilience Days Temper in the month of November that gives trans students an opportunity to connect with one another and the wider Portland community. More than ever, it is crucial that we come together as a community to celebrate trans people, which is why this year's theme is Trans Joy. This year's conference will be feature workshops, opportunities for identity-based organizing, a tabling fair, and more. Plus, Gender Reveal, hosted by Molly Woodstock, I know them, will be recording a live podcast. Hi, Molly. I saw a sticker for Gender Reveal on a street corner once, and I said, oh, that looks cool. And then I looked it up, and I realized that Molly Woodstock, a person that I know, hosted it. So yeah, that was cool.
I'm going to be the keynote for
conference,
and I'm going to be on that podcast, so I will run that podcast on cable so people can listen to it.
Yes. Can you give us a little spicy preview of what your keynote speech might say?
Well, the theme is trans joy, and while I think that there is some stuff to be joyful about, I think it's important to at first situate the political situation that we're in, to talk about the oppression that we have to endure, that sometimes in that resistance is where we find joy, and that's really the crux of what mm-hmm. I'll be getting at, is that I think that it's in fighting back mm-hmm. that we can experience real joy. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, what we're experiencing is a distraction yeah. or you know, some temporary relief. But trans people know how to fight back, and oftentimes we're just too sad and depleted to do it. But mm-hmm. When we do it, it's beautiful, and I hope that that's what the Temper series of events inspires mm-hmm. more trans students and trans people all over, because you don't have to be a student to go to this mm-hmm. Series of events. So I want people to turn out, and one of the main organizers, also a SUSU member of the Portland State University Student mm-hmm. Union, who Olivia referenced earlier in the campaign for disarming mm-hmm. Portland State University campus cops, Angeline mm-hmm. Is the main organizer of this series of events. So thank you very much for that work. And I know that times are dark for trans people right now, but it's stuff like this that I think is going to help people to get through. One of the things that is really important is helping people get their documents corrected. So doing your name change and all of the stuff that goes with it.
And with that, there is also on November 4th at 12 p.m. a name override and name change info session at the PSU, Portland State University Women's Resource Center, which is at 1825 Southwest Broadway, and it is on the fourth floor, suite 439, in that same building as the conference, because the Women's Resource Center is now in the PSU Smith Student Union building on the fourth floor. And it says, join the Trans Students Resource and Retention Coordinator and a legal representative from Student Legal Services in the Women's Resource Center for all your name-changing questions and needs. Fill out a name override with the PSU system and ask any questions about legal name change in Oregon. This event is part of the Trans Empowerment, Resilience, and Resistance Days. So the Temper Days, another event that is being put on that is very important, providing support and needed resources for trans students on campus that are often, very, very often, not provided.
Right. But it's not just the university. Students. Other people can come too.
So anybody.
You don't have to be a student at PSU to mm-hmm. access this support that's being offered during this time. It's just that that part of the university is hosting it, but it's not just for students. So for trans people listening, and for people who know and love trans people, please let them know that this is a time for community gathering and support. So please check that out. That's the Temper Days at Portland State University. Finally, get a job organizing with socialists. This is the Socialist Job Fair. This is the third Socialist Job Fair that the Portland DSA Labor Working Group is putting on. It's going to be on November 7th from 6:30 to 8:30. You have to get in touch with the Labor Working Group in Portland DSA, the Democratic Socialists of America, to get the location, because boss agents cannot be admitted telling everybody about the rascally socialists that are trying to organize in their workplaces. So it's important for people to know, when I say socialist job fair, it doesn't mean that there are socialists that are hiring for you to get a job with them. We're not that far in the struggle yet. But
we finally seized the production.
No,
all of the buildings, the hospitals, the power grid. So
no,
come figure out what you want to take care of in our new society.
Alienated labor is over.
Thank God.
We finally cured ourselves from that barbarism, everybody.
And you know what? We did it on this very show.
Sadly, it's socialists who are grouped in their workplaces that are trying to organize inside want your help on their organizing committees.
AKA salting.
So the question is, sick and tired of your current employment or underemployment, or unemployment, alienated and alone at work without socialists in sight, get a job organizing with other socialists. Do political work on the job, not just in the evening and on the weekends. Build working class power where we have the most leverage, the strike weapon, against the capitalists at work. Build social and political relationships with your coworkers. Meet regularly with DSA comrades to plan and carry out campaigns to improve working conditions. Organize a union or invigorate an existing union, and eventually spread the socialist message and connect coworkers with the DSA and wider working class campaigns. Come to our socialist job fair where you get a chance to meet socialists who can help you get a job at a dozen different working places, from hotels and hospitals, from warehouses to retail, from social service and schools, from building trades and groceries to restaurants and manufacturing. So again, this is going to be on November 7th from 6:30 to 8:30. You have to reach out to the DSA, the Democratic Socialists of America, mm-hmm. Labor Working Group, to get the location. But if you are someone who is unemployed, underemployed, unhappily employed, and you want to get a job with socialists where you will be able to fight back against your terrible bosses and working mm-hmm. conditions, then this is how you can do it. So thank you very much to everyone in Portland DSA Labor who sent this over. And
how can you get in touch with them also?
The Democratic Socialists of America mm-hmm. Portland, please go to their website. Mm-hmm. And you'll see that it's all linked there. And also we can link all of these events in the show notes so that people can do it directly. Places that people are organizing are growing all the time. So this the socialist mm-hmm. job fair keeps growing because more and more people are experiencing really hard conditions at their workplaces, mm-hmm. not getting cost of living adjustments, getting their hours cut, getting mm-hmm. their benefits cut, getting yelled at by their bosses, getting the cops called on them the things that people are having mm-hmm. to endure in order to just be employed to make ends meet is getting more and more dire. So people need to be able to mm-hmm. lean on one another.
And so if you are tired of working a job where you are just trying every day to find some kind of meaning in it, you can actually be an organizer at your job.
Thank you to everyone for listening this week. We'll be back next week with more events happening in town. Mm-hmm. And if you have something coming up where you want people to turn out, you want people to come get educated, you want to contribute to the struggle against oppression, let us know and we'll share out your stuff.
And have a spooky, spooky weekend. It's the first Halloween weekend.
Oh, no.
This is the day we celebrate Jesus smashing 50 pumpkins to eliminate our eternal sin.
Good night and good luck. Goodbye, everyone. Oh, my God. Oh, that was so good. Thank you. I love you.
You're welcome. I love you.
And the time is almost 8, but not quite. So we haven't, we're in this empty space. well, welcome. You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM. Hi, how are you? I'm Ender. And I'll be with, you for the next 2 hours, starting at 8. Still no 8, so it's officially not my slot, but, hey, I'm here. Not a problem, right? I hope everything is all right. Just checking that you can hear me correctly. Can you? Yes, you can. All right. So you're tuning in to KBO 90.7 FM. And let's just start with something just 1 minute of sounds to help prepare for squirrel snow. We'll be right back. and the time is 8 o'clock, and you are tuning in to KBOO 90.7 FM, Portland, your community radio of choice. And my name is Ender Black. How are you? My pleasure to be here hanging out with you for 2 hours on the console, just talking to you and playing songs. I'm playing my segment Roar of the Earth. And before anything, let's just start officially everything. We can start everything officially with this right here. Oh, wait.
The following programming.
I meant this. Messages from the KBOO community.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the Portland Latin American Film Festival at the Hollywood Theater. The next film in the series, Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos, is showing Sunday, October 27th at 2 p.m. Dia de los Muertos follows Salma, a 16-year-old orphan who has never met her biological parents. Salma has spent most of her